Das Chazayr sagt nicht, wenn wir die Schreiber im Yehudim sagen, dass wir darf auf Hey. Sagt nämlich, the following are finds that must be announced. Finding produce in a keli, an empty keli, coins in a wallet, an empty wallet, piles of produce, piles of coins, three coins, one on top of the other, small bundles of produce found in the Yachid, homemade loaves of bread, pieces of wool taken from the craftsmen, jugs of wine and jugs of oil. These finds must be announced. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah suggests that when produce is found in the keli and money is found in the wallet, that it must be announced. However, if a keli was found with produce in front of it, or a wallet was found with money in front of it, it would belong to the finder. This is a proof for a brisa which says, if a keli was found with produce in front of it, or a wallet was found with money in front of it, it belongs to the finder. If some of the produce was in the keli and some was on the ground, the finder would have to announce it. Second, a brisa says, if someone found something that doesn't have a simon next to something that does have a simon, he's chayiv to announce all the items. If the owner of the item with the simon came and gave a simon, but said that the other item is not his, the finder may keep that other item. This contradicts the previous brisa, which said that he can keep the money or produce that's next to the keli. And for the Gemara, as Vid said, the first price is dealing with items like flax next to a barrel or money next to a purse, where if the flax would have come from that barrel or the money from that purse, something would have remained in the barrel or the purse. Since they're totally empty, we can assume that they did not come from the barrel or that purse. The second price is discussing where there was a basket with produce next to it. In that case, even if the basket is empty, the produce could have come from the basket. Another Teretz or Papa said that both prices are discussing a basket with produce in front of it. The second price is discussing where there is still some produce inside the basket, so we must have to be concerned that all the produce came from the basket. First price is discussing where there's no produce remaining in the basket as well. Another Teretz, both prices can be discussing where there's no produce left in the basket. The second price is discussing where the opening of the basket is facing the produce. First price is discussing where it's not, it's facing the other side. Fourth Teretz, both prices are discussing where the opening is facing the produce. The first price is discussing a case where the basket has a rim, which would have kept some produce inside if it would have fallen from there. And the second price is discussing where there was no rim, which is why they all came out. The Mishnah said, Tziburei pays for Tziburei mois. We can bring proof from the Mishnah that the number can serve as a simon. Which is why the Mishnah said that when there are multiple piles, it has to be announced. Mara says, change the Mishnah to read that even a single pile has to be announced. Maybe we can bring a proof from the Mishnah that the place can serve as a simon. Mara says, the Mishnah can be read as only referring to multiple piles, in which case it would be the number, not the place, that serves as a simon. Since the Mishnah can be understood both ways, so we can't bring a proof to either side. The Mishnah said, Shloishim at Beyazel al Gavzer. Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah said, this is only if they were stacked like a tower. Bryce says this as well. The Bryce says, if scattered coins are found, they may be kept. If they were stacked like a tower, they must be announced. Stacked like a tower means there are three coins placed one on top of the other. The first part of the Brisa suggests that if they were all leaning on each other, they would have to be announced. The second part of the Brisa suggests that if they were only leaning on each other, they would be allowed to be kept. Anything that is not stacked like a tower is referred to by the Tana as scattered. Therefore, leaning is included in scattered and could be kept by the finder. Zok the Gemara, Chanina said, the coins must be announced only if they were minted from three different kings. However, if they were from the same king, they would not need to be announced. What's the case? If the coins are stacked like a tower, then even if they're from one king, they should have to be announced. If they're not stacked like a tower, then even if they're from different kings, they should not have to be announced. So Chanina answered, Chanina must have said, they only must be returned if they are like coins of a different king, meaning that they are of different sizes, with the largest on bottom, smaller on top of that, and even smaller on top of that. In that case, we would say they had to have been placed there. However, if the coins were all the same size, even if they were placed one on top of the other, they may be kept by the finder because we assume that they fell and landed in this way. Rabbi Yechon said, even if they are from one king, all the same size, they would have to be announced. What is he announcing? The number? If so, why is he only announced three coins? Mara says, even if he had two coins, it should have to be announced. Vina said, he announces he found coins. That's all he says. So if a person comes and said there were two coins, that would not be a simon because coins means a minimum of two. Therefore, it has to be at least three coins. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks, what if the coins are found in a circle like a bracelet? What if they're found in a straight line? What if they're found in triangle formation? What if they're found stacked like stairs? Mara says, we can answer at least one based on Rav Nachman and the name of Rabbi Avua, who said that if coins are found in a way that one can stick a toothpick underneath them and lift them all together, which is like Lachari when they're stacked like stairs, it would have to be announced. Rav Ashi asks, what if the coins are found in the formation like Avod Zarah called Markulis? And for tomorrow, Bryce says, if one found scattered coins, he can keep them. If he found them in the Markulis formation, he must announce them. This formation is where two lie on the ground and one is put half on one and half on the other. So Gemara Brisa says, if one finds coins in the market and someone makes a claim to the coins by saying that they're new coins or of a particular king, that's not a simon. Moreover, even if the name of one making the claim is written on the coins, still not a simon because there's no valid simon for the coins. The reason is, it's possible he spent these coins and they fell from him and he gave them to someone and then they fell from that other person and therefore it's no longer is it his. Zuck the Mishnah, if someone found birds tied together behind the fence or a wall, or he found them in the path in the fields, he should not even touch them. Mishnah says, if someone finds a keli in a garbage pile, while. If it's covered, he should not touch it. If it's uncovered, he should take it and announce it. Zok de Gemara, the person should not touch the birds, because we said that the only purpose he hid them behind the wall. If the finder will take them, the owner will have no simon with which to get them back. Therefore, it's better he doesn't touch them at all. Why can't the gnat serve as a simon? Rav, the name of Rav, said the birds were tied at the wings, which is the way everyone ties them as well, so it cannot serve as a simon. Why can't the place serve as a simon? Rav Ukva bar Chama said the mission is discussing birds that can hop around. If so, then they were not necessarily left at the wall altogether. Maybe they just hopped there, and therefore maybe they should be mutter. Mar says it's possible it was left, and it's possible maybe an Echanami wasn't left there. And Rav Adar bar Zav, the name of Rav, says that in such a case, the item should not be touched, and if it was, it should not be returned. The mission said Matzah Kli Ba'ashram Mechusa V'chula. Bryce says if a keli was found in the garbage pile, it should be announced because garbage piles are usually cleared. This is different than our mission said. Rav Zivit said our mission is talking about large items like a barrel, which must have been put there intentionally. The Bryce is discussing small items like a knife, which may have been thrown out by mistake. Another Teretz Rav Papa said both are talking about large items. The mission is discussing a garbage pile that is not usually cleared. The Bryce is talking about one that is usually cleared. If the pile is usually cleared, it's an intentional loss because he knows the pile will be cleared. The Bryce is discussing a pile that's not usually cleared, and the owner of the pile suddenly decided to clear it. Therefore, it should be taken and announced. In fact, according to Rav Zvid, why does the Braisa give the reason that garbage piles are usually cleared? And it means that it's normal for small items to be cleared into the garbage pile, and that's why it should be taken and announced. Zok, the next mission, if someone found an item in a pile of stones from a wall that fell, or in an old wall, he may keep it. If he finds it in a new wall, if it was found from halfway in the wall towards the outside, he's allowed to keep it. If it was found from the halfway point of the wall and inside, it belongs to the owner of the house. If he would rent the house to others, even if it was found inside the house, he would be allowed to keep it. Zakhmar Bryce says the person may keep what he found in a pile of stones or in an old wall, because you can say that maybe the items are still left over from the Amoyrim who used to live in Eretz Yisrael. Zakhmar, only Amoyrim hid things in the wall. Maybe it's from a Yid. Maybe it's also Yid and hide things in the wall. And for the cases where it was found, the item that was found was very rusty, which shows it has been there a very long time, and the owner would typically not leave something in the wall for that long of a time.